This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Thursday, 6:05 in the morning. The sun is already up. It's amazing. 6 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. It's like we work normal hours this time of year. This part of the program is brought to you by GilletteOnDemand.com. Tomorrow, we are doing something really exciting. The hit Broadway musical Disney's Aladdin is coming to the SHN Orpheum Theater November 1st through January 7th. That's a pretty short run. And it's really good. I went to Chicago to see it. And if you've seen the movie, I mean, you know, look, I was like, how are they going to pull off the genie? Mm. And they do it. It's really, really... In fact, the genie stole the show. I mean, he was totally the star of the show.
He's supposed to.
Yeah. He was fantastic. So the tickets go on sale this Friday at shnsf.com. But brush up on your Aladdin songs because tomorrow they're taking over. And we're going to play a game called Sing the Next Lyric for a chance to win a pair of tickets to the show. Aladdin tomorrow. It's like the Friday Aladdin extravaganza. 40 million Americans wake up to a Gillette shave. Gillette's working to bring you America's number one shave for less. Go to GilletteOnDemand.com and get every fourth order for free. That's exciting. Oh, and it's time for Celebrity Trash, which is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin.
Hello, Dublin.
Good morning, Dublin. Batten down the hatches, Dublin. It's going to be hot. Even when it cools off next week, they said the East Bay is going to be crazy, crazy hot.
Why did you play that?
I'm setting up my computer. Just hit that. Thanks for asking, Human.
Everyone was wondering. God.
He's promoting Dublin.com.
Dublin.com. I'm sure there is a Dublin.com.
Probably.
It might not be for Dublin, California.
It might be Ireland.
Let me check. Hold on. I'll tell
you. Look up Dublin.com.
I hope it's for our town.
Wouldn't that be the best?
That would be the best. It
I
makes
wonder
sense.
If it'd be a .gov, though.
Oh, it's coming soon.
Coming soon.
Oh, really? Coming soon?
So you someone bought it.
Is it for Ireland or is it
for... Yeah, it's for Ireland.
Oh. Boy, Ireland getting into the .com game late, huh?
How about Dublin... Right, they don't have it. It's coming soon, really? How about DublinCA.com?
DublinCA?
Come on, Dublin.com. What's wrong with you?
It's a... Search for jobs in Dublin, California.
Oh. All right. Well, that's too bad.
Look.
Get on it, Dublin.
Look at Dublin.org.
If you want to.
Do that.
We have nothing else to do this morning. Why not?
It's a summer Thursday and there's only bad news out there.
Right.
There's nothing that's open. It's free, everyone. You can get Dublin.org.
Dublin.org is available, huh? Imagine that.
Hello, Dublin.
A little late to the game. That's funny. So a lot of people, when I first heard the story, I just thought, that'll probably never happen. And a lot of people said, no, it won't happen. It's just sort of fun to talk about. But apparently it's happening. The Floyd Mayweather Jr. Conor McGregor fight.
Oh, this took over the sporting world yesterday. Yeah.
It's a big deal.
The NBA Finals are done. The Stanley Cup Finals are done. And now these two announce this weird fight of Mayweather comes out of retirement and the other one, he's as great as he is, he's not a boxer.
They say he's never even done an amateur boxing round. So, but either way, win or lose, that guy's guaranteed $100 million.
Oh, is that what you read?
Because
I read
what I
$75
read.
Million.
Oh, really?
But still, that's more than he's ever been paid.
Well, sure. And then Floyd Mayweather, I'm sure they haven't said anything about what he's going to make. They say he'll make more than Conor.
Oh, yeah.
But that's a guy who already, the thing I always think of every time I think of Floyd Mayweather is that he doesn't have any investments. He has all that money in a checking account. When he gets his bank balance printed out at the bank, it's all, as you know,
It's all his money.
What's he worth? $200 million
More than that, probably.
Right, whatever it is.
So right now, Conor McGregor is worth $30 million
Oh, so he's about to.
This have, is the
this
big,
is life changing yeah. money.
This is. I'll take that beating. And really, he probably won't even. Mm-hmm. I don't think get a beating. He just won't be able to win.
Right.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so. I think Mayweather is one of the problems with Mayweather is he's undefeated. What, 50-0
He's, yeah, 49-0 That's exactly right.
49-0 He doesn't get hit. He knows his defense is
to back
his,
away.
His fights are so boring, but he's really good, and that's the problem. Is you watch hoping to see something happen, and he just hangs out. He hangs in there and wins round after round.
Conor McGregor is 21, and
he's not that young.
He's not 21.
21 wins. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm sorry. He's 21-3
Yeah, he lost three times.
He's, I want to say he's 28.
One of his losses, I think he went up a weight class.
Yeah, he's 28. Oh.
So, I mean, sometimes that's...
It's going to be a 12-round boxing match with 10-ounce gloves. I don't really know what the glove weight thing means.
Well, I don't know what the ounce gloves are in MMA, but they're fingerless, and right. they're far smaller than boxing gloves.
Oh, yeah, they, I mean, right, they don't... Boxing gloves, I always think of as being like big pillows.
Well,
with a horseshoe in there.
So when you train, you're normally wearing 12, 14, or 16 ounce gloves.
Oh, but, just to sort of weight your, to make yeah. it a little harder, and then so you go lighter.
Less, yeah, so they can be that as low sense. As 8 ounces. So 10, I think, is not uncommon.
They're going to do it at T-Mobile Arena in Vegas. They're going to, I guess they have to weigh 154 pounds.
That's sorry, the, T-Mobile.
Oh, sorry. T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas.
By the way, Floyd Mayweather is worth $340 million.
Yes.
It's pretty good. Mm-hmm. He just puts it all in an account.
So it'll be a cool event because one of the things about McGregor is he's a talker and he's super fun.
He's already just, you know, mouthing off and talking about how he's going to cream the guy. He put up photos of them side by side on Twitter, but he used a photo of Floyd Mayweather's dad so that he could, because he's older.
Right.
I guess Conor's 28 and Floyd is 40. They're only 12 years apart, but in fighting, Floyd is old for a guy to come and fight. So he's making age jokes. Hilarious. Dana White, the UFC boss, says Conor's looking at about $100 million, and that's not near what Floyd will make. So this is happening. It's August 26th.
Yep.
Are we gonna?
That was the next question.
Are we gonna pay per view it?
Please have a party at your house.
Okay.
Saturday night.
It's Saturday night,
August 26th.
Or should we just all go to Vegas?
Oh, dude, I'm so down.
Bryn, oh, really?
Hell yeah, are you kidding for this?
That's... I don't know if I would be able to, I mean, isn't it much more cost effective to just pay $29.99 and stay at my house?
Yes.
Than fly to Vegas, get a room, somehow get tickets to this fight.
Well, the tickets for the fight are going to be impossible.
Yes.
Yeah, so I just say we go to
you say we just hang
Vegas.
Out. And, okay.
Well, if you're going to watch it on a TV, you might as well stay home, right?
That's
right.
What I'm thinking. It'd be kind of fun to be in Vegas, though. I mean, look, any excuse to go to Vegas. So let's see if there's anything else interesting in this story. Oh, here's something. Of course, the whores are on high alert now.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you are at a sanctioned brothel, it's totally legal. So they are putting together these VIP-ness packages.
VIP-ness.
Here's a couple things. So they're going to fight at 154 pounds. They'll wear the 10-ounce gloves, as you said. It's going to be in a ring, not an octagon. It's a 12-round fight.
Oh, it's a full-on boxing match, right?
Both fighters will be tested for dope.
Oh,
so
good.
Wow. There's no chance anyone's going to get to show up all roided out.
So the MMA gloves weigh 4 to 6 ounces.
Oh.
Yeah, and they're really...
Yeah, they're nothing. They're like knuckle protectors, if anything. Yeah. So the Bunny Ranch and Sherry's Ranch. Sherry's got a ranch, apparently.
What about you, Zat?
No, I don't see you, Zat Ranch. they put together super fight packages minutes after the fight was announced. They were like, oh, we have these ready to go. Sherry's is offering the ultimate VIP package for $100,000. You get two tickets to the fight, along with pre-fight action with all 24 girls on site. So for $100,000, I don't know, you get to be in the middle of the kiddie pile.
Oh, it sounds amazing, Sherry's.
Oh, really? What do you mean it sounds amazing?
It's in Pahrump.
A Pahrump?
And unlike other brothels in the state, it styles itself as a resort with upscale rooms and furnishings, sports bar, tennis courts, a spa, outdoor swimming pools.
Ooh.
Open 24 hours.
Of course.
Wait a minute. I don't understand. So you get 24 naked chicks around you while you watch the fight in a room?
No, this is a pre-fight. You get tickets to the fight, but when you get there, I guess they have like a pre-fight party
with the appetizer. Yeah.
I don't know if that means you get to snack or if they're just all, you know, dressed nicely and be like, oh, can't wait for you to get home tonight. It's going to be fun. I'm not sure what this pre-fight party. It says pre-fight action.
Yeah.
And when I hear the word action in connection with a brothel, I'm thinking a little more than just a little, you know, hors d'oeuvre party.
Are you looking at the site for Sherry's Ranch?
I am. I'm looking at this week's lineup.
Oh, yeah, there's a lineup?
We have Julia, Olivia, Kamala, Carly, Cece,
Savannah,
Brittany. Oh, I do see Destiny. Yeah.
Oh, she's not your type?
Not my type. Mm. Oh, Brianna looks cute.
What is it, Hooman?
Well, I was going to say something inappropriate.
You going to make a trip to Pahrump?
They have a wide variety of different body types to choose from. And stuff.
Whatever you're into.
I don't know how anyone does it.
I don't either.
I don't know how the girls do it. I mean, I know they need the money and they're probably whatever problems they've got, but I don't know how they do it. I don't know how someone shows up and says, I'm in.
Yeah. This is right. This is my cup of tea. I want to stay at the Sherry's Resort, play a little tennis, get a little under-the-table action. I don't know what they're looking for.
How about Iris, Hooman?
That's good
for today's national goth.
There's some hot chicks.
Yeah, so today is Jane's Christmas, everyone. It's National Goth Day.
Jane's Christmas. Today is Jane's Christmas. That's, you know what? We gotta find some cute songs.
Should we say Merry Christmas?
We'll say Merry Christmas to Jane throughout the day. It's National Goth Day. That's hilarious.
Do you think we have Joy Division in that computer? Do we have
it? Probably.
Vinny, Bryn can play it, right? You gotta
just
play
find
that.
Like, just type in like the top 10 goth songs, and then we'll mention her each break and just play one of the goth songs
in
the background as we
Joy Division level Tear Us Apart. That's a hit. I don't think there's any language, and I'm sure Jane will perk right up.
Oh, she'll be like, oh my God.
And then she'll remember she can't play that on Alice, and she'll hotline us.
Right.
What are you doing?
What do you guys will be like, hey, goth lady.
Hey.
Thanks
Merry
for calling
Christmas.
In. Merry Christmas.
Listen to this guy's voice.
Get like... He sounds a little down.
He sounds goth.
Merry Christmas, Jane.
Merry Christmas, Jane.
Oh, that's horrible.
It's national. Is it International Goth Day?
No,
or just
national.
Just National Goth Day.
This doesn't leave America's borders.
I was actually going to say, I wonder if she'll dress up for it. And I went, oh, yeah, that's right. She does.
Every day.
She does that every day.
Yesterday's post was her in black glitter tights. Mm. That's the post is of the tights.
She's definitely added some sparkle to the goth world, though, because when I think about Jane... You know, when I think about goth chicks that I knew back in the day, they looked super depressed and they're just like, there was nothing sparkly or shiny. They were just sort of dark and vampiric. But Jane comes in with her sparkling personality every day, covered in glitter.
You don't think she's dark and vampiric?
No. I think she's like the happiest goth chick I've ever met.
Well, you know, the thing is those blue eyes.
Very vivid.
You can't be goth with those blue eyes.
It's hard. It's hard. I wonder if she wishes she had brown eyes. You know,
play my
damn these
girl.
Eyes.
Yeah,
they're not nearly
dark
death enough.
Yeah. I'm too sparkly. I like when she goes to Hawaii with the station stuff from Hawaii, and she's posting from there, and she's wearing like, you know, she's white as a ghost, And she's got like the black bathing suit.
She's
on.
Farming the white as a ghost, though. She's
well,
not,
she must be. Right.
Yeah, it's not.
That's a goth
by
thing.
By accident, right.
She probably powders if she doesn't look white enough. You know.
White paints herself down if
oh,
she gets tanned.
God.
Instead of the tan booth, she has her husband do the white spray booth.
Jane's Christmas.
Well, there's Joy Division, everyone. We'll get
pull,
some more
pull,
goth
yeah,
for you.
Pull like 10, the top 10 goth songs and just play one of those behind. Oh, yeah, I got to write it down, too, so we will definitely forget. Let's see. Jane's Christmas.
Let me see your list before you start pulling them.
If you want to follow Jane, she is funny. She's always wears all black, and she posts pictures of like her awesome boots every day. It's Jane Picks on Instagram. Jayn Picks, PICCS. Right.
No. Oh, Bela Lugosi's dead. I'm seeing.
That's nice.
Oh, The Birthday Party's good. That's another band that would work. The Cure, Susie and the Banshees.
Yep. There's going to be. It'll be easy to find.
Yeah.
Oh, who cares? The bunny. Oh, that guy Dennis Hoff. The bunny wrench. Isn't that where What's His Bucket overdosed?
Yeah, Lamar.
Yeah. Dennis Hoff is running a 2-for-1 special, so you get two girls for the price of one.
During the fight?
For the weekend of the fight, they're doing the special. So, there it is. Floyd Mayweather Jr. and UFC star Conor McGregor are going to fight August 26th.
I hope. For a couple things. One,
please.
I'm hoping to see once again Justin Bieber with Floyd Mayweather.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder who's going to be walking behind Connor. I'm dying to see who
it's
going to
be. Dolores O'Riordan from the Cranberries.
Oh, really? Oh. You don't think he's bigger than that, huh?
I'm just trying to think of. Oh, and Sinead O'Connor.
I wonder.
You don't think he can get Bono on the phone?
Yeah, no, Bono's not interested.
I wonder if Burger King will be behind Floyd Mayweather again. Remember Burger King?
I don't really,
King.
Oh, I get it, King. That
well, sounds... no, remember the guy in the costume was walking behind him as well?
The actual Burger King?
Yeah.
He got the actual Burger King
guy,
behind him?
Yeah. Awesome. And I wonder who's going to be singing the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh.
Remember they got Jamie Foxx and that didn't
go
over
too
well?
I totally don't remember.
With Pacquiao?
Yeah, I don't remember. You remember a lot of little details from the Pacquiao Mayweather.
That was super fun at your house. Yeah. I'll get the t-shirts
made. Oh, did we do that at my house?
Yeah.
I remember the Ronda Rousey thing, but I don't. Oh, you're going to get t-shirts?
Remember I got the t-shirts made up and we all wore them and they were the wrong size and everyone was tearing
them.
Yeah, I had them made special.
That's right, we had to cut them all up.
Yeah.
You're the best human. You really know how to throw a party at my house.
There's the Burger King.
Oh, let me
see?
Oh, yeah, there he is. That's funny. That guy, very orange. Charlize Theron is, OK Magazine says she's dating Halle Berry's ex, the father of Halle's first kid, Gabriel Aubrey. Mm-hmm. He's a good looking dude.
Yeah.
He's a really
good for her.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Good for both of them.
Right.
I hope that apparently they are, they're really into each other. They were pictured together at the Santa Monica Pier a few weeks ago. Sources saying it's still early days. So they want to keep things discreet, but they have a genuine connection and obviously a huge attraction.
Wasn't she engaged to Sean Penn?
That does sound right.
She was together for long enough. Hey, pull up the pictures of Gabriel Aubrey getting beat up, Bryn.
By Olivier Martinez.
Oh, man.
On
that
Thanksgiving
guy beat the
Day
crap.
in the driveway of Halle Berry's house.
Yikes.
I guess they met at the school. Their kids go to the same school.
Oh.
So
listen to whom and have fun on that.
Well, I remember the guy's name because, Halle Berry's boyfriend beat him up.
I guess he doesn't know how to say time out in French, huh?
How do you say that?
Yeah, he got uglied up that day.
Or uncle.
He doesn't.
Temps libre.
That's how you say time out?
Yeah.
He's got to remember that for next time. Yeah. Next kid pickup. Oh, the other guy's out of the picture too, isn't he?
He is, yeah. I can't remember their other kids' names. They have a son together.
Maseo?
That's right.
So yeah, after... that guy didn't stop beating him. That's too bad.
No. It clearly kept up. He is a good-looking guy. I mean, he apparently got his face back and everything, so he's...
That happens.
It does. It takes a while.
After Gabriel broke up with Halle, do you know who he dated?
Oh, no, I don't.
Who?
Kim Kardashian West.
Really?
That was his girlfriend for, at least 6 months.
Oh.
Oh.
I didn't ever hear that. When did they break up?
She was with Halle from 2005 to 2010, and then his rebound was Kim in 2010 right after.
Oh. Hmm. How long has Kim Kardashian been in our life?
Too long.
You never saw the picture of the very first time Paris Hilton brought Kim Kardashian out? I think it was around 2006. See if you can find it.
But that wasn't when she
was an employee at that point.
Was she an employee?
She's like a stylist.
When did the sex tape come out?
Oh, way after that.
Nice. Like, have we only known about her for 7 years and it just feels like a lifetime? Because when I hear that she dated Gabriel, I feel like that's something I would have been aware of. Because it's Kim Kardashian, and unfortunately, I'm aware of everything that girl does.
February 2007.
Is when the tape came out.
Oh, hold on one second. In February, a sex tape made by Kardashian Ray J in 2003 was leaked. Wait, I'm confused.
Okay, so it is 10 years. Yeah. But they didn't get the show right away, did they? That's when I really found out. Because I'm not looking at sex
tapes.
It's been
on way too long.
Yeah, long
the sex
time.
Tape was made in 2003. We're still...
It was leaked in...
2007.
Yeah.
We're still unsure if her mom directed it, but that was.
Check out Kim's body in this picture here.
Not hit it first. When is that from?
Back when she was with Paris, friends with Paris.
Look at how different her face looks.
Everything's different.
Everything about her is different.
Her butt's different. Her boobs are different.
Her butt is a third the size that it is now.
Well, she's been in the gym doing squats, Sarah.
Oh, really? That's what it is. Okay. Yeah, she's a little honey in that picture.
Is that 2006, Bryn?
Around then, probably.
Probably before that, I think.
Anyway, it looks like Charlize Theron is dating Halle Berry's ex, and that's really the whole story. Okay, Vincent, what's coming up?
Well, I'll do the stories of the guys who clearly have had too much and can't take it anymore. So there's a couple of those that went down yesterday.
Oh, these are the bad news stories.
Yes, I'll get those out of the way, and then we'll do some fun nonsense stories. Yay. And the Warriors Day today, everyone. Ooh. Warriors.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning. Thank you for joining us today. It is 6:37 on Thursday morning. It's Thursday.
It's also Goth Christmas.
Oh my God, that's right, Vinny. How could I possibly forget it's Goth Christmas?
Happy Goth Christmas, Jane.
National Goth Day today.
Crying pumpkins to you.
Aww.
Are we going to hear something?
It's just a little something for you, Jane. Merry Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Who is this?
Cure.
Oh.
Dedicating today's show to Jane for Goth Christmas. Can't believe it has its own day. National Goth Day.
Boy, you found like an upbeat version of this song.
Oh, does it?
It does seem
go, like,
a little
slower?
Happy. Shouldn't we only play sad
songs?
How do
you always find the weirdest
you know
versions
what? I'm going
of stuff.
On YouTube. That's just it's the first thing that popped up. Yeah. Actually, it was a link to it.
He's not a goth expert. You know?
I'm really not a goth expert, nor am I a
just find like
rock and
slow
roll
dirges.
Either.
That's what we're looking for.
All right.
This part of the program is brought to you by JCPenney.
Hey, everyone. If you go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, we just gave you a gentle reminder to let you know that gold medal Olympias Johnny Mosley will be joining
Olympias,
Yuzette
wow.
and myself to review Pixar's Cars.
Oh, I can't wait to see Johnny.
3.
Yeah.
Tune in at 9 a.m.
He posted something on Instagram. Did you see it about leaving dad camp in Tahoe for a day or something like that? He had to drive back here for this probably.
Well, I thought he drove up there for something
And
is driving back for this.
We'll
but I don't,
him.
Yeah, clearly he's busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he managed to fit us into his schedule, which is one. He went to the movie with you guys on Monday night. Now he's going to be here to do the review.
We're honored by your presence, Mr. Mosley.
Raise your game at JCPenney with 50% off suit separates and dress shirts designed by Michael Strahan. And
Strahan.
How do you say his name?
Strahan.
What I say?
Strahan.
Master Strahan. And up to 40% off MSX activewear. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Start your summer fun today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/summerfun to get started.
Get happy.
And you will have fun.
Mm-hmm.
You'll like it a lot. It's really good.
Place is awesome.
So yesterday when we started our show,
yes,
we were talking nonsense as we do.
Yeah.
When it looks like some lawmakers in DC area were practicing up for an annual charity baseball game. In fact, they were fielding grounders when gunfire broke out.
Incredible.
And as you'd expect, here they are fielding grounders when you start to hear gunfire, and you can imagine they don't expect to hear that and aren't sure what that sound is until people start falling. And it was a rifle-wielding attacker that opened fire on Republican lawmakers as they practiced for this game. It's an annual. They say about 10,000 people show up to watch the thing, which I'm a little surprised by, but
it's going on, by the way. They didn't cancel it.
No, right. I heard that too, yeah.
I think they're all going to wear like Louisiana State jerseys because that's where the guy's from, uh-huh. And like to honor him. He's fighting for his life right now, too.
House GOP whip Steve Scalise of Louisiana was hit. There, a couple aides were hit as well, and a couple police were hit. They did kill the gunman, James T. Hodgkinson, age 66, a home inspector from Illinois. It looks like he was out of work, though, and had been living in his van.
Yeah, the dude was out of his mind.
Well, he was super fired up with hate for the Republican Party, and in particular, Donald Trump. They say for months he'd been living out of his van. And he knew that these guys, what they were up to, apparently, or who they were. He had worked with Bernie Sanders, was one of the storylines, and Bernie Sanders went out and said, this guy, he wanted to address it. He apparently volunteered for my campaign, but
I didn't work with him.
Yeah. Mm. I want to denounce the violence right. In the strongest possible terms.
I called it sickening.
Well, it's not something I even think he'd... I don't think anyone put those two things together.
No.
But, okay. He felt like he needed to. Anyway... that's
you don't
the latest.
Want anything like this associated with your name. He's like, don't even just leave me out of it. Just because he worked for me doesn't mean he got some mandate from the left. It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible.
They say the guy had a lot of ammo and had been busted before taking shooting at trees in his old neighborhood. When police showed up, they said, please stop that. And he did, but he, I guess, had license for his firearms. So it amounted to nothing.
Mm.
One of the issues that comes up is our lawmakers' safety. Gabby Giffords is someone that was
first person I thought of when
shot
this
in an Arizona parking lot of a Safeway. Was it? Well,
I think it was a Safeway venue.
I think it was, yeah.
Some supermarket, though, for sure. And she was just out there, you know?
But she was shot in the head while making a public appearance. Mm. So is this headed to they don't do public events at all anymore? Mm. As you said, the game will go on. But at a time when people are furious enough to just. You worry just seeing their Instagram and Facebook posts. You go, yikes, man.
I know.
You should pull off the news for a minute. Watch a puppy video.
Right.
The world is still a great place.
It's tough. Listen, yesterday was a particularly... There were three major stories yesterday.
Well, and I'll do this next one real quick, right. And then we'll move on. But there was a shooting as we ended the show yesterday
right.
as well. And that news broke
that was right here.
From a UPS facility here in San Francisco. It looks like UPS driver Jimmy Lamb, age 38, opened fire after a morning meeting, killing three and wounding two others before shooting himself and killing himself. They say he lived in the inner Richmond. And they went and raided his house to see if they could get any information about what possibly could have led to this. One of the reports is the guy filed an overtime grievance in late March, but they say that's a routine filing for drivers. They often work overtime, and they So the grievance shouldn't have led to this, right, is the point, as it's routine. So they're now digging into his past and also checking his computer and more. They say he had a criminal history involving DUI charges, as in plural, but I don't know how many. It seems like if he were a driver, that would have caused him some work issues.
Right.
So there's that. And that happened right as we were leaving, sort of. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, our whole show is just sandwiched by gun violence.
Yeah. So, Golden State Warriors parade.
Yay! Oh my God, such great news. Everyone, be cool at this thing.
I just got an email. Brad would like us to know that Find Everything Warriors parade and all the info at radioalice.com/warriors.
So we have like the parade route and all the ways to get there. And fantastic.
Anything info on the rally and the parade?
For our champions, mm-hmm. It starts at 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. It's in Oakland. And so
it's already packed. Oh, I'm looking at it right now on TV. Once it comes to capacity, they're going to close it off.
Oh. They say bring plenty of water. People.
Yes.
We'll get hot today.
Yep.
Where you're going to pee, I don't know.
In your adult diaper?
Right.
That you were smart enough to wear?
Right, Vinny?
So, it is Father's Day weekend. I most dads feel like Mother's Day's outshines Father's mm-hmm. Day by a million miles, so I didn't even think about it. I actually got the question, do you want to surf Sunday? Which mm-hmm. is usually mom's running day and my day to
watch the Kia,
hang out with my kid, and we do dad mm-hmm. and daughter stuff. That's how I always show up with painted fingernails mm-hmm. and more.
So you said, no, it's Father's Day. I want to spend the whole day with my daughter.
No, I went, why? What? Why are you saying that? What did I do?
What's
do
happening
want?
On Sunday?
Yeah. What's going on? And she said, it's Father's Day. Honey.
She didn't say, so let me get out of your hair. I'll go do my running and you and the daughter can.
No, she said, you can go. Do you want to go do that? And I was like, yes, please. As long as I know I'm not getting set up for something.
Yeah, John was out of town for Mother's Day and Father's Day. So I gave him his present last night. I got him a leather weekend bag.
Oh, you didn't?
Did he bring it with him?
No, because he's flying. I said, he was like, I'll bring. I go, no, you're going to be going through airports. You're going to be like, you're not going to want that. You want your wheelie. This is for when you go.
Your wheelie?
You know, your wheelie bag.
Suitcase with the wheels.
Yeah.
You didn't polish anything for him?
I didn't.
Oh!
I know.
What?
Listen,
hey. Because we were sweaty and gross. And
let's cancel called a shower. Cheat on you, Sarah.
Oh, my God.
In fact, you always say you like it in the shower. Why don't you just say, hey.
Just
five-person shower we built.
Caring for our convalescing child, and the day got away from us. Oh. And he had to leave for the airport.
Poor dad.
I know, poor John. Boo-hoo.
Well, that's my story here, too. It's according to a new survey, 81% of dads think Mother's Day outshines Father's Day, and they're not wrong.
No, they're not. It doesn't get nearly the hype that Mother's Day gets.
Most of women and kids admit dads will get less of an acknowledgement on Sunday than moms did last month. In most cases, I'll just speak for myself. In my case, absolutely, I deserve a lot less recognition than
mom
does.
So you feel like it's warranted the less attention?
Yeah, I mean, I set it up long before we even pulled the goalie. Look, I'm not going to want to do a lot of the baby stuff. You need to understand.
I'll give you one of those.
We're
but
doing
I'm not
this
helping.
For you if this is right. something you need to do. But I, you know, I'm pushing 50.
Yeah, at my house, there really shouldn't be a Mother's Day. There should only be a Father's Day.
See, you sort of had a similar situation right. in that your husband said, I really want the kids. And I remember when you and I met. I remember.
I was never going to
have remember
kids.
Being in this hallway smoking cigarettes with you. And you even had a baseball hat on backwards. And you're like, I hate kids. I would never. Never.
Get me wrong. I still hate kids.
Oh, God.
I like mine.
Ruin your life. Why would I ever do that? Ugh. And I was like, well, this chick is something else. Yeah.
And then, I think we can make this thing work.
There you are. Right down the line with two kids.
Yeah.
Not one.
Well, you know, he wanted two.
So anyway,
he wanted
yes.
more, actually. I was like,
he did?
Yeah, he was happy for me to continue to pump out babies.
So what happened? There was a conversation about a third, and you said,
I said, no,
dude,
no. I think two's plenty. I'm already very inconvenienced by these two. I can't even imagine what a third would do. I'm glad you're loving it so much.
This is new news. I didn't know that.
No, it wasn't like, you know, there was no pressure or anything, but he would have, if I had wanted to, he would have been down.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you did not want to.
I was all done.
Right. Well, they're not easy. They do not raise themselves.
They are worth it, though, weirdly.
Sure.
I am glad that I did it. There have been times when I wasn't all that glad, if I'm being honest.
I lost the text. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Halle Berry is so beautiful, says 510. She must really be super nuts not to be able to keep a man. That's ridiculous. Aww. That's not her. Her job is not to keep a man.
Well,
relationship. No, relationships are hard, man. And she's got, you know, she's got it coming from all directions. Yeah. I bet people parachute into her way on sidewalks. Hi there.
Can I be next?
You know?
Yeah,
can
I guess.
You imagine.
But it does. It does. You know, the more people that someone goes through, the more you start to question. You know. Is there the common denominator in all those breakups?
I always think it's like this. These celebrities have so many options that when they find themselves up against real hard relationship crap, they look at it and go, F this.
I'm not doing that.
I am not going to counseling today when I have outside my window is a line forever.
Right.
I'm sick of this. I need binocs to see the end of the line.
And I'm a star, so I'm just going to go ahead and do what I want.
That's what I think is going on there.
Well, sometimes I'm sure that is what's going on.
I don't necessarily. Like, it just seems.
When the times get tough, the stars get going.
Yeah. Well, you should see the people who want to hang out with me. Not me, but, you know, Halle Berry.
Halle Berry, sure. Damn, I'll hang out with her.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That chick is hot. Mm-hmm.
And you do have to, you know, those compromises.
Yeah. Boy. It's got to be hard for Halle Berry to compromise.
It's hard for me to compromise.
Halle Berry the whole time.
What? God. And Hooman's running around like a lunatic doing anything he wants.
Free as a bird.
Look at him.
He's smiling.
Listen, I got to be honest. I hear these stories you guys are talking about, and I'm like, hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Keep doing what you're doing, buddy.
Yep.
I am.
That's good. That's all you got to say. I am. Keep it up. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I am going to start with The Bachelor in Paradise. I'll just give you the update on what is happening with that show that it looks like is going to not be on TV anymore. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.